Rita, are you out there, hon? Okay. There was somebody that was going to be on the conference call that...
Yeah, you know, if Rita is muted, Rita, if you're out there, just star 6 and you'll be unmuted. So just in case she's out there, Joanne.
Okay. Because she helped print all the brochures for the Lightworker Conference, and they did a fabulous job. But keep in mind, not every printer can print lithographs. That's a different, it's
yeah,
a whole different animal. But, yeah, I've got enough printers out there from doing this for how many years, you know, 14 years of printing lithographs. So I'll start looking around and getting prices on that.
Now, are there people, places that were going to donate money for this?
As of right now, Arlene, we have no benefactors for this project. So, you know, we're gonna keep plugging along. And right now, my main concern is to get the materials, because that has to come first, and then the painting will more or less be channeled. Hopefully, I'll start the painting the first of the year, and the painting can get started even while the threads are coming in. Because the threads are added to it. So, and this is going to be like no other project, because most of my paintings, as you know, are usually one angel, you know, one image.
Right.
This, I don't even know how this is, because there's people from all over the world. I'm seeing faces all over this thing, but I, like I said, I don't know how this is going to turn out. Right now, my guides are telling me.
Was it your agent that came to you and said to do this?
This particular one was Jules Hansen emailed me.
Oh, right.
Remember? And she said,
how did she get this?
Well, she's working on the Eden project, the Eden event.
Yeah.
And she's the whole idea of the Eden event this year is to bring as many people in peace together from around the world. And she thought, well, how can we also connect people through art? Because art and music are one of the few things that transcend all barriers, all languages.
Right.
And
right.
With me being in that, you know, work
well,
so long.
I'm sure your angels will help you figure it out.
Oh, I know. I'm sure they will. So they've never let us down yet, have they?
Yeah, no.
And how many years have we been doing this work? So I really feel that if you're coming from your heart space. Oh, good, good, good. All right, does anybody, we want to stay on track with this project. Does anyone out there in the listening audience have any questions beyond what I answered about this project?
Would you repeat your email address, please?
Yes, my email is Joanne, that's Joanne, at Angelic, that's angelic-art.com. And my website is www.angelic-art.com. Okay, so one of the things I was going to offer tonight, since you guys were so nice to just come out in the cold. And hot chocolate. You brought the hot chocolate in the giggles. So anyone who wants to go on my website and you see any 16 by 20 lithograph that is normally $75, I'm going to offer those to you, as many as you want, for $40 plus $8 to ship. So if you need any Christmas presents, you know, let me know. That's the lowest I've had them, you know, for a long time. So are there any other questions?
It's okay to have duplicate countries, because I can get things from Japan, Germany, and Hungary.
Yes. Yes, by all means. Like I said, if I had mentioned a country already, I'm still open for those threads. It's okay to have duplicates. Sure. Okay. Trish, do you have any questions or anything you want to add?
Gosh, Joanne, I think you did such an awesome job. You know, it's so interesting to hear about all the ways this coming together. And, you know, when we've talked about how threads, you know, and I'm just throwing this out to the group, too. Threads are in email. these items that you're pulling together, it's going to be almost like a conversation, and your work is vibrational.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm just really honored to be able to do this. I always knew that all of us were capable of, you know, greater things, and I just love working outside the box, you know, being that creative head. So hopefully that what we're doing, you know, this project will inspire all of you to do greater things. And you don't have to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth to do this stuff. I always, always felt that when you're doing something from your heart space and it's helping humanity, the doors just fly open. You just always stay in integrity. That is key when you're doing any of this work. And my guides always told me that when I do this artwork, the art is simply the vehicle, because it just opens the door for other things to happen. And the same with this, you know, it's like I know we're talking about the actual painting and the threads, but more importantly than this is the fact that the doors that it'll open to help humanity. I'm seeing all kinds of networking taking place, like, you know, just the people that Mirna can work with, you know, in Bosnia. You know, if we could bring their products over here and they could be sold at Mirna's shop, or if some of the products that they make in Bosnia can be sold at the Lightworker Conference. The whole idea is that we're family. We're all connected by threads. Together we all make up this beautiful tapestry called life. And we should be supporting one another, and it shouldn't have to be painful to do it. There's just so many ways we can help. Just Africa alone, I don't know if you realize that the children in Africa can't even go to school unless they have shoes. So one gal right here in Illinois started something called, it has something to do with souls. What she does is she collects shoes. I mean, she lives in Alsip, Illinois, and she's been doing this project for the longest time. She's got a huge warehouse, and she collects used shoes, new shoes, and she thousands and thousands of pairs of shoes in this warehouse. And, you know, regularly she flies over to Africa, and United Airlines was so touched at what she's doing to literally clothe people from all these different countries, that they fly her free. They ship all those shoes for free. And she goes in places that most people wouldn't even dare to go, you know, very unsafe places. But she makes sure those shoes get delivered. So I've talked to her, and, I mean, God, she's been an inspiration, you know, just what she does.
And Joanne, all the stories, please keep all of that, because that needs to be put in a book somewhere.
Yeah.
All the threads of love coming in, the vibration. I mean, just imagine all this love coming from all around the world.
Exactly. Exactly, and I'm getting the chills when you're just telling me that. Seriously, my body is vibrating right now. I mean, do you realize how important we all are? And that's always been my purpose in life here, is to just, nothing makes me happier than to just help you guys remember how powerful you all are, that everything you need is within you. And if we put our heads together and open up our hearts, there's nothing that cannot be accomplished. I mean, nothing. So, and it comes back in different ways when you give from your heart space. It comes back tenfold.
And just another suggestion, I've got some foreign exchange students that I know, and for maybe some of you out there that might have or know somebody that has a foreign exchange student from another part of the world, I mean, they could be in on this, too.
Oh, my gosh. You know, the children that I'm talking to, and when I say children, they're young adults, college students. Every time I mention this project, their eyes light up. It's like, oh, my God, I always wanted to do something like this, but I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to go to. And they really, really want to get involved with something like this. So, you know, it's the sky's the limit, what we could do. And The United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. The United Nations, when I was involved with them back in the early 90s, you know, they've got it's called the SEAT, which they actually have a place you can go and meditate. They have speakers that talk about spiritually related topics. There's a lot that they do. And when I was involved with World Citizen Diplomats, it was amazing. I mean, you're sitting in large meetings at the UN, and you're meeting people from all over the world, and that's why I don't take anything for granted anymore. When I hear the stories from around the world, the atrocities, you know, there's got to be a way that we could help instead of turning our heads the other way. The organizations...
I think so little is needed in most of these countries, in Croatia, Bosnia, Serbia, Kosovo. So little is needed.
So
just
little.
Some love coming from outside. And just
exactly.
Some people involvement,
yes.
Sharing. You know, those places, are those are places which are small, which everybody is so well connected, and which words and positive energy spread so rapidly and spread so quickly.
Exactly. Myrna, I was so touched by the photos that you sent me tonight. Oh, my God. I'm going to have those posted on a website. I'm going to have my son create a website just for this project. Guys, you have got to see the photos that Myrna sent me. There is a village. Do you want to tell them about that? Myrna, is it Nook Mir?
Not even he had been there until I was there this summer, and I heard about it. I heard about it because this village was so hidden that only hunters until a few years back like knew about it, because 6 months out of the year it's unreachable because of the snow, and they didn't have an asphalt road in the mountains, and they had no electricity and no phones. So just a few years ago they finally got some light, and they got phones, and now they have a road which is still not asphalt up into this village. So it's quite a drive from Sarajevo up to Lukomir. And it's basically, you're just going kind of back in time. It's high up above this canyon, surrounded by mountains, and people wear clothes like you haven't even seen ever, you know, from the 14th century. And they have their old lifestyle, but the story was so interesting because these people, everyone talks about just from living there and outside from everything, this unusual wisdom which they have and they share. And the houses are so unusual, and you know, just looking at that little village, and I think what they do is they raise sheep and cows and cattle, and that's what they live from. And they have children there too. And I'm really not sure what they do about schooling because they're so remote.
Yeah.
But they make like socks and all this stuff, and you know, it's just fascinating because just with having them or telling them what things to create or how many, I mean, you can support a whole little village.
Yes.
In these mountains, you
yes.
know, and it's so intriguing because they make everything with their own hands, and it's such a beautiful place also to come on just on like a little retreat or something, because they built this little like a student house. So there is like a place if you to come and to stay. It's just kind of completely pristine, beautiful, unspoiled nature.
Well, it sounds
fabulous. It's interesting because it has not just like the last medieval functioning village of Europe. It also has one of the last medieval primeval forests of Europe.
Wow.
And this primeval forest, it takes you away with its energy. It's just completely untouched primeval forest. And these valleys completely, you know, untouched.
Wow.
It's just not that much inhabited, and just doing something or organizing maybe something or et cetera. So little is necessary to give people some motivation and inspiration and bring some smiles and positivity on their faces.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, anything, you know, just start listing how we can help them, and when this project gets rolling, like I said, it doesn't take much, you know, to help these people.
Yeah,
so.
It was great to say also, because after the war, you know, a lot of greedy companies are snatching up things too. So what happened in Croatia, in one of the companies where we visited, was this company with 200 women employees was purchased by someone, but it was really purchased just for the land. So once they purchased this company, they laid everybody off. So all these 200 women are like without jobs. And just to give you an example, so it's kind of, they got together and they're making all these crafts and stuff and et cetera, you know, so even connecting with, you know, people like that and having a way to sell their products, which are all handmade and beautiful,
oh yeah,
is Would be nice.
Well, I think this is going to be fun, and this is something we can all do. It's to me, it's a no-brainer. because it's fun, you know. So,
hey, Joanne, you have a question?
Sure.
I have a bunch of threads that I picked up from my grandmother after she passed away, and from Jim's aunt Lil. And I know these are all antiques. Are you looking for stuff like that or old buttons?
That would be, you know, if it's tiny little, like, you know, those little tiny seed beads, and we could put that in. I'm open to anything. Is this Kathleen?
Yes.
Hi, honey. I'm open to anything. Bring it all in, and let's look at it. And I just thought it was interesting that back in the early 90s when the war was going on, that's when I made a pact with God, I guess you would say, that I asked him to be his emissary for light, and because my ancestors all came from that Yugoslavian area. And it's so interesting meeting Mirna. You know, I feel like this is a big circle now. So, I'm really excited about this. So I hope everybody gets as excited as I am.
And just think of what we could do together,
you know, and just have fun with this. That's the key. And then the stories that are going to spin off of this that are going to just, who knows what we could do with this? It's endless.
Joanie?
Yes.
Do you want us to sort of make some notes on our experience as we gather this?
Yes.
As we communicate with people?
Yes. This was my thought, Margita, was that if people could have get a photograph of the people with the thread, or have a photograph of the people in an area that you would recognize, or with some kind of sign where they're from. I want to log all this on in that website. I mean, wouldn't this be fun to go to the website and see photographs where all these threads are coming from? And then the other thing I was thinking of is that if the people from those other countries can write down the symbol that stands for unity and peace, and also write the word for unity and peace in their language, if they have a message for us, we could post that on the website. We could do that. Oh, there's just so many things we could, you know. So every time you go on the site, you'll say, oh my gosh, look, a new country just popped in, you know. So together we could watch this grow.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. And there's so many orphanages now out there in Ireland. I mean, everywhere. It doesn't take much to help these people. So, and even here in the United States as well, you know, so there's a lot we can do with this. Okay. Are there any other questions?
So is the idea that someone's going to be making a website?
Well, my son owns Strength Productions, and he is a website designer. And he designed my website, and he can easily add a page to my website. He's standing right next to me. He's looking at me like, okay, what am I doing next? What's mom getting me into now? Bob, are you okay with that?
I signed up for what?
Bob said, I signed up for what? Bob is recording all this so we could put it in, but we did discuss this earlier today. So he'll be more than happy to design a web page for this project. And then we can start adding all the pictures, like Mirna's pictures, and see where all this comes from. I think it'd be great. So.
And we could maybe even find a way to connect our travel connect the strings to all these different places. Were we doing our stuff too, and on our website, are going to be promoting more the peace journeys and conferences and things like that.
Exactly.
We just did a conference in Dubrovnik, so I would like to talk to you sometime.
Oh my gosh, Mirna, I always told you I thought you were the key to open up that whole region.
You know, I've been sitting in this travel agency chair watching like 10 wars during this past 12 or how many, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
This agency was born in war, and I've just been watching it and wondering, you know, when is it ever going to stop? And I just realized it's never going to stop unless I decide or we decide to stop it.
Exactly.
You know, and basically through my little computer screen, you know, every time a war was coming about, you know,
a month and a half, 60 days before it would begin, they would stop the flight into that country, so you knew it was coming.
Right.
And, you know, it's just really, really, really insane not to become involved, because so little is needed, and we are so well connected already here, and we just need to connect ourselves with these people who are completely cut off from the rest of the world and getting hurt.
Exactly.
Crazy way.
I mean, just look what happened at Lightworkers at the end of the healing session. There were 10 countries that stepped forward, and they all said something in their native language, and you know, that had to do with peace. And to me, that was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I really felt, and I spent 3.5 months touring Croatia and Bosnia this year, and I just really felt, you know, the people there after the war, it's such devastation. People really don't have. I mean, there's no reason for them not to have. They're really good people, and they're really, you know, there's just a lot of hurt and everything after and since the war.
Yes.
But it is just so beautiful, so many rivers and mountains and sea, and you know, Croatia has 1,185 islands, and Bosnia has such tremendous beauty for the whole world, still preserved, which is just completely organic and untouched in a culture and everything else.
Right.
And you know, it was just kind of really, I made a copy of it in the newspaper because somebody left on a paper bag this little sign. It says, please don't throw the bread in the dumpster. Leave it on the side for some of us who don't have. And this is not a country where you have people homeless on the streets. You know, this
right.
is a country where everybody is, you know, you don't see people like that. You don't see, just, but it's just like the normal people, everybody, the middle class, is just, you know, struggling to recover from the war. So.
Yes. Like I said, there's so much we take for granted here in the U.S., and I mean, just, yeah. So there's no reason. There's no reason for this. We can make a difference. So the organization I talked about before with the lady that started the whole shoe business, it's Share Your Souls, S-O-L-E-S. So if you ever want to look up that organization, she is a dynamite. She's a mover and a shaker.
What is that again?
It's called Share Your Souls, S-O-L-E-S. So now instead of throwing those shoes out, send them to her. She's in Alsip, Illinois, A-L-S-I-P. And she does all kinds of fundraisers. Her website is www.shareyoursouls.org. And I talked to this woman on the phone. Oh, my God. She's amazing. So there's a lot of people out there doing great things, guys. So, all righty. Well, if no one else has any other questions or additions, I just want to thank everyone. Trish, thank you so much again for putting this together. It is so appreciated. And
yes, Trish. Thank you. Bless your heart.
Thank you.
And just thank you all for just taking time out tonight, you know, and just checking in and for all your help.
This is wonderful, Johnny. Thank you so much for pulling it together.
Oh my gosh. Are you guys feeling the love?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello.
Yes, did someone have a question?
Sorry, it's Diana, honey.
Hi,
Diana. Hi, sweetheart. I'd like to leave you. I have to make a conference call for the Global Eco event here.
Okay.
So I'm going to be exiting here, but I wanted to leave you with something and share something with everyone that will be going out on in some of our mailings, which is one of my favorite sayings, and it seems very applicable to what you're doing, Joanne. And that is, everyone is a vital thread in another person's tapestry. We are all woven together for a reason.
Thank you, Diana.
Beautiful.
Give my love to everybody at the other conference.
I will do it in my heart. Hunt
yours here. Thank you so much.
Bye, sweetie.
All righty. I'm ready to wrap this up and just say good night. And thanks again for everybody coming out.
Thank you.
And I'm only up. Thank you.
Bye-bye.